On Sunday, Jesus rode into Jerusalem to the shouts of the crowds, fulfilling the prophecy written a half a millennium before. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. This king of righteousness, the one who brings salvation, quickly journeyed from the gates of Jerusalem to his destiny on the cross. On Thursday of Holy Week, we remember two events. The first, Jesus gave his church the meal, which brings us the fullness of his sacrifice, the complete forgiveness of our sins, as we partake of his very body and blood. The second, Jesus was betrayed into the hands of sinners to suffer and die. No kingly crown lies upon Jesus' head as he rides into Jerusalem, but his brow will bear the marks of a crown of thorns. Now Jesus, recognized as the Son of David, prepared for the ultimate Passover sacrifice. The Lamb of God, the one who will shed innocent blood, will die so that the angel of eternal death will pass the homes of those who believe in him. The Jews who looked for a king with pomp and power missed seeing Jesus, the true Son of God, who works through humble and gentle means. My kingdom is not of this world, this king told Pontius Pilate. For this the king died. May our Lord bless us with recognizing his love, grace, and mercy, both as we receive his Holy Supper and as we ponder his innocent suffering and death. Amen.